Minneapolis, minority-owned businesses destroyed by rioters. By Joel B. Polak on June 2, 2020. The riots that erupted last week in reaction to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, Minnesota, had a particularly devastating impact on minority-owned businesses and nonprofit organizations. The Minneapolis Star-Tribune reported Monday in an article titled Riots: Arson Leave Minnesota Communities of Color Devastated. The riots and arson that followed protests of George Floyd's death have devastated organizations and businesses that serve communities of color. Destruction from the South Side's Lake Street to West Broadway Avenue in North Minneapolis has hit immigrant and minority-owned businesses already struggling amid the pandemic-induced shutdown. Now, ethnically diverse neighborhoods are grappling with the loss of jobs, services, and investments. As unrest grew last week, Ariel Crawford noticed that some establishments on Lake Street highlighted the fact that they were owned by people of color in hopes of warding off attacks. The Himalayan restaurant across the way had posted minority-owned business, and A&M Disaster Services nearby posted signs that said Black-owned. Native American, Latino, African American, immigrant, all were affected. And some of the areas that suffered had yet to recover fully from the riots of the 1960s, which resulted in the flight of residents and investments from the city. Read the full article here. Some of the looting was captured on live television, as Fox News cameras broadcast live from positions near stores that were being looted. The looters were of every color, gender, and background, some on foot, some in cars. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.